money at junk.
I can break it down, strip it for parts. This stuff is what's going to put you through college.
Something in here needs to make this family some money.
Shit was dark. It was a dark fucking weekend.
Dark of the moon.
Oh, that's the third one. My bad.
It's all the same.
They should have just called this Transformers Revenge of the Moon Extinction. See, we talking about Transformers Age of Extinction here at Darkness at the Movies. I am the phenomenal one.
I'm Chicago John.
I'm Cody.
And goddamn, I hate this fucking movie. I'm just going to be here bluffing.
I think we all do. I think that's should be a surprise to anybody.
Who does like this movie? CJ, what was your thoughts?
Not even close. I haven't even seen the movie, and I'm pretty sure I'm going to hate it.
Unprofessional. Bitch, you.
What the?
God damn, we set the shit up 2 weeks ago.
That was your idea.
The fuck, CJ?
They called me. Did not have to see this movie.
God damn.
I'm just your captivated audience, so go ahead.
Cody wasted 3 hours. Now, I'm not going to complain so much of wasting my time because I had to see it regardless. I had to post a review of it. But Cody wasted 3 hours prepared for the show, planned it. Remember how Cody kept asking, we doing that Transformers movie here? This nigga sits up and say, didn't even see the movie. God damn it, CJ. And we was getting on his back on his good side, wasn't we?
Ain't a good side.
Ain't a good side.
That shit is over and done with. You're fucking done.
You're lucky my girlfriend's in the shower because he'd be like, that nigga's fired. tell him to go take care of his child.
Fucking Christ. We talked about this, man.
We should have asked him before we recorded.
God damn it, man.
So, Transformers Extinction.
Let me throw my hat off, man.
I don't want to do this shit anymore. Turn this shit off.
Okay, so.
God damn.
Cody,
where do we begin with this shit?
Yeah, I'm about to say, now where do we even start now? Okay. Apparently, me and you just go, we could have just did this shit ourselves like 30 fucking minutes ago.
Oh, my God.
So, Cody, you want to give a plot synopsis?
Okay, I'll try. I'll do the best I can.
You know, you talk, I'll fill in. We'll just like, we'll be like them twins from fucking Point Two Jump.
Basically, the movie starts off, 65 million years ago, and the dinosaurs were on the Earth.
Was that how many years it was?
Something like that. I don't know.
I saw a bunch of zeros on that screen.
Anyway, they had these dinosaurs rolling around. This is the shittiest CGI I've seen this year.
It's the worst.
And they had dinosaurs. I didn't even fucking realize. What the fuck was that running around? I was like, shit, the beak?
It wasn't even a dinosaur. That was a fucking flamingo mixed with a dinosaur.
All right, anyway, these ships come down, and we see that the people inside the ships, they're not Transformers. They're something organic.
First problem. Pick me. Thank you. So was that Lockout in that ship?
No, it wasn't Lockout.
Okay, because I'm about to say, then they don't age then, right?
I would assume not, but we don't know what they did.
But I was going to say, because the Transformers suit, that one aged.
Well, apparently they age, they can taste cigarettes, cigars, and they have axe, whatever. Anyway, before I get out of hand. Anyway, we figure out that the cause of the extinction was not asteroids. It was these aliens or whatever. They
Transformia.
Yeah, they put, what was it, the seed they used?
It was the seed, yep, that, to materialize everything into metal.
And apparently that's what they used to create the Transformers, apparently, which doesn't really make any fucking, I don't know.
You know, Michael Bay's Transformers film always takes something that's been realistic with Earth that we've always believed.
Yeah.
Like in the third one, it took the space rush, the rush to space or whatever, was the Russians wanted to get there first. Obviously, now they changed it to it was to get there because of the Transformers. Well, here and there, they replaced an asteroid hitting the dinosaurs with Transformia, melting them into metal.
Yeah.
And so we pick up where Mark Wahlberg and the Transformers are hiding because they're being hunted down by human beings, by the way, for God knows why. Because they got this asshole named Kelsey Grammer keeps saying, this isn't their planet. This is our planet. Now, granted, they saved our lives last 5 years ago, but by the way, this is 5 years ahead of everything, too, since the third movie. We open up with Chicago looking like shit. 20 minutes later, it looks like it's fucking beautiful Los Angeles
polished,
mixed with New York and
like,
shit.
Grew like three sizes.
It looked like her, yeah. Actually, it looks futuristic and shit or whatever. They had monuments set up and everything. I was just like, wow, it took 5 years just to build a city back together? Damn, shit.
That's amazing.
That was amazing. That city looked more industrialized, complex, and futuristic more than any everything I've ever fucking seen. So, pretty much this movie, I mean, damn, there's so many plots. I'm trying to pick up where.
I mean, you got Mark Wahlberg and the family turmoil between him and his daughter and the boyfriend who can't choose what accent to fucking use.
Oh, Jesus Christ. Yeah, that is definitely what, I don't know what he was.
And then you have Lockdown, who's, you don't really know his motivations until the end of the movie.
You don't know if he's a Decepticon. Now, turns out he's not a Decepticon.
He's doing his own thing.
So you don't get Decepticon until the end of the film, which you
not
don't.
Really Decepticon.
I don't even know no more what they are. They're all the same color.
And then you have Stanley Tucci's character.
Oh, Jesus Christ.
Who's trying to get the seed, the MacGuffin in this movie.
Yeah.
To create a whole Transformers army so they can wipe out the whole human element, just eradicate it. Not wipe them out, just have it as a substitute so they have to sacrifice human lives, put the robots in place of them.
And what his thing was, is he was using, they were hunting down Transformers or Autobots and taking them down. They went hunting down Decepticons, and he found debris from, obviously, from the Battle of Chicago, and he took Megatron's head and transferred all his memories, data, and whatever it is he knew, was his thought processing, into putting it into his other robots.
Well, little did he know, somehow, some fucking way, actually, Megatron was infecting the robot.
What?
Robot flies or some shit like that.
Can I tell you something right now? When I said taking Megatron's thoughts and memories, does that already sound like a bad idea?
Yes.
It already sounds like a bad idea. He was the evil robot. Why would you want his thoughts and memories?
Thank you.
And your robot that you're trying to create as a public image.
You're hunting all these fucking Autobots down. You would think they would use one of them.
So turn.
Hey, let's kill all the good robots, and then let's make like multiple copies of bad robots.
The funny thing is, they hunt down Ratchet, which, by the way, is a horrible name. They hunt down Ratchet in the opening movie. Opening beginning of the movie, and they know that the Autobots don't attack humans.
Yeah.
So they're trying to look all badass by attacking him. They're just like he's like missing a leg. He's like, I'm an Autobot. I saved you. Come on. I helped battle for you and shit. And damn near, who was it? Was it Kelsey Grammer? Or?
No, it was his second in command.
His second in command. He pretty much walks up. I don't even know who that was.
He was the man in Black and Lost, if you guys watched that.
Was it
Titus Weller?
Titus Weller. Yeah, he plays James Savoy. He walks up and pretty much say, like, I don't recall seeing you in his previous movies. Weren't you yellow in the first one? Goodbye. So he kills him, whatever. And I heard a lot of people saying that. Like, it was like, that was, I thought it was going to be some real shit. That was pretty deep. And I was just like, you know what? That wasn't deep to me. Because I don't even remember Ratchet being on screen for the past two movies or whatever. And shit.
Right.
So when he died, I was just like, he should have shot back. And people was like, well, they don't kill humans. They're like, he didn't have to kill humans. He doesn't have to kill him. Blow up cars.
Yeah.
Make a distraction. Do this. All kinds of shit, dude. He's running, trying to plead. No, 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 no. I'm just like, dude, you are on your knees to a fucking human right now.
Yeah.
That's worse than fucking Optimus Prime walking up the balls out and talking about, no, you're an inspiration to me. It's like, the fuck? Why? Mind you, people, this movie is 2 hours and 45 minutes. Two hours and 50 minutes, if you want to be exact.
Damn, not a fucking thing to say.
Mark Wahlberg spends most of his time fighting the new girl that Megan Michael Bay jerks off to or whatever and shit, arguing with her boyfriend, Jack Reiner.
And mind you, she's supposed to be 17 years old in this movie.
And he's 20, and Michael Bay has the audacity to actually bring up the law of Texas in here.
Romeo and Juliet law, whatever the fuck that is.
That it's even okay for a 20-year-old to be dating a 17-year-old as long as they've been dating before sin.
Oh, God.
Yeah.
I was like, Michael Bay is really trying to make excuses for himself now. Yeah. You're going to get the same.
Has he got a 16-year-old girlfriend or something?
Apparently he might do. For all we know, shit, he probably is.
That wouldn't surprise me.
I wouldn't be shocked by it either. I wouldn't be shocked by an American flag in the background as well. Where do we even start with the problem? That's pretty much the plot right there.
Yeah, that was basically the plot.
I mean, there's a lot more going on.
Yeah, we're going to China later.
What does IMDb says? An automobile mechanic and his daughter makes a discovery that brings down the Autobots and a paranoid government official on them.
That sums it up, I guess.
So pretty much what they're saying is Mark Wahlberg finds Optimus. Mm-hmm. Government comes looking for them.
Optimus is looking like shit, bullet holes.
Like it's rusty.
Got some. He has like, I don't know, it seemed that somebody lived inside of him at one point.
Some hobo, hobo with a shotgun was living with.
That was a movie right there.
You clean out my seats, please.
That hobo from Walking Dead video game on Telltale was doing. He's like my truck. And then next thing you know, even he comes to life, whatever, and shows Mark Wahlberg. Mm. I'm like, and he has like this big ass hole in his chest and shit like that. Yet he's able to fight off not only what's that goddamn robot name?
Lockdown.
I keep fucking his name because I keep getting him mixed up with Graviton. Like, at this point, they all look alike now. I'm at this point now. They all fucking look alike and shit.
Lockdown.
Yeah, he's fighting He actually has a nerve to fight Lockdown with a hole in the chest, whatever. Not fixed at all, whatever. And then when they escape, he finds a truck, scans it, and he's not only got a new paint job, he is 100% normal.
Doesn't have oil looking at his head no more, none of that shit.
Now, mind you, he's been looking like this for 5 years now.
Why? It's never explained. All he had to do was fucking scan another truck.
Okay, if he's in hiding, why is he still hiding as a truck?
Okay, sorry, that's another point. These people are hiding because, I mean, the Autobots are hiding because all the humans are trying to wipe them out.
Yeah.
But yet, they choose the most outlandish fucking cars to transform into.
Mind you, they're in the middle of nowhere in Texas.
The middle of fucking nowhere. They choose Bugattis. Fucking Ferrari.
It was literally a blue Bugatti.
And they're brightly colored too, mind you.
The rim.
And then on top of that, Optimus Prime, he forms a big ass fucking Autobot logo right in the front of his fucking grill.
Oh, the grill? It's in the middle of his size. It's trying,
like, talking about, we must remain hidden.
How the fuck you gonna remain hidden? You remember when they was looking at the store when they was using the ATM car and shit like that? They're hiding on the hill. Mm-hmm. I'm like, how you can't see that big ass truck? How can you not see that big ass truck? It is just sitting there right now. Now, granted, it's blending in with the dirt and shit.
Yeah.
Because it's just as brown as that motherfucker was. But the fucking truck is right up there. You can see the camera pointing out whatever. Michael Bay is horrible at action in this movie. Like, that was one thing I can give him credit about is, like, his set pieces mix well with the environments around him. But in here, you can't tell what the fuck is going on or anything like that. Now, granted, you can't tell what the fuck going on with any of them. But in here, there is just cars literally blocking up any form of explosion. Because every time something gets shot up, a car pops
out of fucking nowhere. Like, literally, out of fucking nowhere. They could be in, like, the middle of the fucking desert. And all of a sudden, a car flips up. Like, what the fuck did that come from?
That's just, you want to get into the actors right now?
Yeah, let's do that.
Mark Wahlberg, wasted.
Wasted.
All he had to do there was just argue with this guy, Jack Reiner. Who obviously had no lines either, except, I'm here to save your daughter. I love your daughter, or whatever. Now, a normal nigga would have been like, fuck that bitch. I'm not going with them aliens or whatever shit. Mind you now, I thought the ghetto boss returned. Now, you're going to laugh and say, why'd you think that, people, or whatever. Now, I'm going to tell you this right now. The opening shot when you first meet Mark Wahlberg, when he gets on the truck, his best buddy pops up.
All right, TJ Miller.
Playing rap music.
Mm-hmm.
And I thought that was the car itself. I was going to say, I know goddamn well I ain't know. Because it was the shape of that same car. I was just looking, I was just like, oh my God. I said the nigga bots have returned. Oh no. And then this California surfer dude gets out the car and you just look at him like, that's Michael Bay humor for you.
Yep.
Sticks this guy, like he's a fish out of water, doesn't belong here, whatever. And he's the most outlandish.
Bring nothing to the fucking movie, Mike.
Nothing. He's like that character from Transformers 2 that just tags along with Megan Fox and whatever. He's like,
exactly.
He serves no fucking purpose. And then when he dies, they're all crying and shit. I'm just like,
I don't know. That shit was kind of funny to me.
I laughed too. Even Lockdown, he just looked at him and was just like, Wrong place, wrong time.
Wait, that was the most extreme explosion I've ever seen put to film.
Why would Lockout turn out? And yeah, that was. Why would Lockout turn into a Lamborghini? Why would he care about hiding?
He didn't give a shit. Like, yeah, where was he hiding?
They already know the Transformers exist. So why does he give a fuck about
hiding? He has no allegiance to either side.
No,
so why does
he has one mission. That's bring Optimus back. So why does he care about transforming anything or hide anything like that? He doesn't mind bringing these big-ass ships down.
A big-ass fucking spaceship. The size is like...
So why the fuck does he care about intimidating people to get what he wants? Oh, my God. What the fucking time? Right, and that was one character, too. Stanley Tucci.
Okay, he starts out okay.
Mm-hmm.
As some Steve Jobs type ripoff, whatever. You know, like halfway towards the
he's
movie.
He's kind of charismatic a little bit.
He's a little charming. He's a great actor, so he brings what he needs
to. He did at first.
Yeah. And then
they get to China. Even before that. But when he gets to China, that's when it really just blows out of him.
So as soon as Mark Wahlberg tells him what's up with the sea, that's when shit starts going downhill.
Whatever. But as soon as they get to China, the first act of that you see is his little assistant, his little Asian assistant, out of nowhere. But first of all, I got no part on Michael Bay, just because you're in fucking China don't mean everybody can do kung fu out there. I swear to God, they go in the elevator, and there's just a random dude sitting on here.
And, of course, he knows fucking kung fu.
And out of nowhere, he just starts doing some Raid 2 shit on somebody. He's just looking at those. Like, I was like, of course, that's a Michael Bay stereotype right there. That's how he thinks, so I'm just going to go along with it. And then Stanley Tucci, he's just watching on the elevator, and then he goes on. He's like, I love you. And then it goes on from that point on.
So bad, dude.
He becomes a cross between John Turturro and even that guy, once again, from Transformers 2 that just tags along with Megaplex or whatever. He literally became the new John Turturro of the franchise. Yeah. Which was fucking... it fit. All the characters, once they get to China, do a 180.
Yeah.
Nobody is the original character from all. Even Kelsey Grammer, that nigga just starts walking around once he gets in China. Like, there's a scene where he's just walking. He's got blood in his face. He looks like he's just tired. And he's like, ugh. Then he just pulls a gun on him. I was like, why are you in the field?
Yeah, I know you have resources. You're headed to CIA or some shit, or second in command with the CIA.
Yeah.
It's like, why the fuck are you in the field right now? It makes no fucking sense.
Why was he still hired by the president, though? I'm trying to say, because he almost felt like he was against the president. He's just like, he kept saying this, I served my country, and this is what they do. And I'm just like, you still got a job. What the fuck are you talking about? I don't get your motivation at all. Why are you so angry or whatever and shit. Where are we at? Nicola Peltz? Useless.
Just kind of there.
I mean, she's just there, like every female in a Michael Bay film, whatever. Just a new ass to look at.
Yeah.
Just new ass to look at, whatever. I guess that's really all the human characters you can really get into, to be honest, whatever.
What's that dude's name? Jack Rayner. Are we talking about him?
Jack Rayner, we pretty much talking about. He ain't doing shit.
Motherfucker that can't choose an accent.
Yeah, can't choose an accent. I like how he tried to find his accent, but then he loses it 10 minutes later, and it's just like, they're going to defend something that you don't even keep up. Why even have an accent?
Thank you.
Why did I just lose accent and shit like that? The robots now. John Goodman.
With the beard and the cigar.
And the cigar, which is a bullet litting up. Shouldn't that blow up?
So fuck.
It's a bullet, a cigar, and smoke is coming out of it.
Was he wearing like a pouch too or some shit? Like, I know that was.
That nigga had a fanny pack on too. He's playing some, I'm going to go ahead and say this before we get into robot. None of the robots in any of the movies have personality. They're all just stereotypes.
Yeah, yeah.
He is a war veteran stereotype. He plays that straight out of World War II veteran type.
He is a war veteran. What war?
He was Dum-Dum Dugan.
Basically.
The retarded version of Dum-Dum Dugan. Which, mind you, I thought John Goodman did a good job in his voice.
Yeah.
I thought he was a fine job, whatever. Halfway at the end of the film, it becomes his movie at one point because he does the Leonard Nimoy thing, and he literally talks
to nothing.
There's a swarm of supposed to be Decepticons because they had another fucking racist stereotype. They had a Chinese factory building Transformer robots.
I didn't even think about that. Damn.
And Graviton, who AKA is Megatron, he finally wakes up and say, "I need the seed," or whatever. And somehow he infects all the other robots there that become Decepticons. Now, you remember that first fight scene, Cody, with the Megatron or Graviton?
Galvatron.
He couldn't get stabbed or anything like that. Mm-hmm. He could pixelate his body and shit like that. How come at the end of the movie none of them could do that?
That's a very good question.
They all were spitting out blood and shit like that. I was just like,
very good question.
They wasn't doing that at the end.
No.
That nigga inconsistency does not work up in none of his fucking films.
At all.
He doesn't know shit about consistency at all. Or logic for that.
Now on to that green motherfucker. Well, I forgot what was his name.
I don't even remember his name.
Why does he have a trench coat?
What if with these robots with trench coats and hoodies?
Yes. Why does a robot need a fucking trench coat? Mind you, it's a trench coat that turned into parachutes.
He has a trench coat. He sounds like fucking Jason Statham.
But the parachutes serve no purpose whatsoever. Especially when you find out, you know, I'm going to save that for last. We're going to get that in our last round, whatever. But that dude, he literally disappeared. Him and, I'm not going to say his name yet, but him and the blue robot literally disappeared at the end of the movie. Nowhere to be found. That's the problem with these movies, is that either human characters and robots just appear on screen and then they vanish off screen. And then you're wondering, like, why is this robot getting double-teamed or whatever? Mm. Where is that Autobot that was helping him?
That's Optimus in every fucking movie.
That's Optimus in every fucking movie. Even Bumblebee in this movie. Like, John Goodman, you see him talking to himself. Bumblebee was right there by his side, and he's, like, yelling out, I'm running out of ammo. Yeah. I need help, whatever, and stuff.
Nowhere
Bumblebee is nowhere to be found. None of them are nowhere to be found. You just, like, China is, first of all, it's a big country, but it's not that big for three big-ass robots to come find this explosion shit. You don't need dinosaurs to ride down the fucking hill to get to these goddamn things. Matter of fact, China's so goddamn small, where they're building so close, those robots would have destroyed any moving thing in China.
Yeah.
Yet they didn't hit a goddamn thing the whole time they were running through the town.
Jesus fucking Christ.
That's a goddamn shame right there. Now, the most insulting robot of
Jesus
all time.
Christ. Ken Watanabe, man. What the fuck?
Ken Watanabe plays a samurai
named Drift.
Drift robot. And he's the Bugatti.
Yeah.
The Bukkake.
He's modeled, literally, he's modeled. The face is a fucking samurai.
He is a racist. If you didn't know that was Ken Watanabe in the film, you would have thought that's an American doing an Asian accent.
And of course, he has fucking swords.
His swords. He's like, and he talks like, he even calls Optimus Sensei.
Calls Optimus Sensei.
He's like, Oi, Sensei, we do not use our words with swords. We only, oh God, chase it, slice it, dice it, slice it. I was just looking at him, I was just like,
man,
that dude has been in two of the worst movies of the summer right now. And he's one of the worst things about them, too, whatever. I was like, I'm starting to regret calling him one of my favorite Asian actors now after seeing this or whatever.
It has not been a good year for Ken Watanabe.
Because he sounded like he was putting on an accent that he doesn't really even have.
I'm trying to figure out, why would he agree to some shit like this?
CJ, do an Asian accent right now.
Oh, Sensei Sua. I don't love you.
Sounds just like that.
Spot on.
Come on. You don't even have to fucking see this movie. You get it. And he vanishes at the end of the movie. Once they get on the dinosaurs, they're gone.
He probably kills like one Autobot. He has like 5 seconds where he's like slicing one up. That's it.
And it was a tentacle.
Yeah.
Goddamn tentacle. Yeah, tentacle. What else? Bumblebee.
Oh, let's not fucking Bumblebee.
Mind you, he scans. Okay, he's a Dodge Charger.
He's like some old shit.
Yeah, he's
an older car.
But he still looked good.
Yeah,
like he was in good shape. Mm-hmm. He wasn't damaged or anything like that. But they had to put that marketing in there.
Yep.
As soon as a new Camaro, 2015
Boom.
Camaro pops
scans
up,
that motherfucker.
He scans that motherfucker and he's back to his brand new Camaro.
Yep.
And everybody's like, whoa. As if we didn't see that in the first one.
Exactly.
I swear to God.
He has this terrible scene when they enter, what was it, the KSI?
KSI building. In Chicago, that was demolished 5 years ago, by the way.
Exactly.
But it's still back up and running.
And they're trying to infiltrate it because they're trying to get information or whatever.
Mm-hmm.
And Bumblebee is acting the fool because they have some robot on display that's supposed to be a improved version of him. And he can't keep his fucking cool, and it's one of the worst scenes in the fucking movie.
It's one of it is the worst scene. There's another scene with him, too, where Ken Watanabe say, Oi, he is not no warrior. He does not know how to take orders. And then Bumblebee's radio, his warrior's about to kick your ass right now.
Oh, yeah. Why does he always put on some black voice usually?
And then they get into some fight scene where Ken Watanabe holds him down and say, your actions are not as strong as your words are. And I was like, the fuck does that even mean?
And then after all these fucking years, they still can't get his fucking voice box fixed.
They still can't get his fucking
Optimus
voice
gets fixed at the step of a finger by scanning some fucking card.
He can fix himself!
Exactly.
He scanned a Camaro.
He scanned a fucking Camaro.
Himself.
That voice box still ain't fucking working.
That voice box still ain't working. It's improved from the radio. He knows radio stations well now.
I hope so. He's been there for like fucking 10 years. So I would assume so.
But I got a problem with the movie as well. If the military is and everybody's hunting these Autobots down, where's people like, and I don't know if this is a new franchise or anything like that, but shouldn't it be somewhere where like, because Dosh Duhamel and them worked for Secret Services and
You know what, if they would have brought those characters back, I really didn't give a shit about those characters, but they would have at least brought something to this movie.
That would have brought sense to the saying, why are you guys hunting the Autobots down?
We worked with them. Mm-hmm. They helped save Chicago and stuff like that.
Exactly.
But they're not – Kelsey Grammer is not even living in Texas, first of all. Mm-hmm. And he gets to Texas – by the way, Michael Bay and your fucking time frames, man. Yeah, you need to get that shit correct, dude.
He's not now.
They literally get on a plane and fly to Texas, and they're there in an hour.
Mm-hmm.
And they're in Chicago. Everybody's in Chicago.
Yeah.
And yet they get to Texas in this middle of nowhere, too. As soon as they scan, they find him right away. And yet Josh Duhamel and none of them can get on the phone and be like – we were Secret Services with them or whatever shit. You would think by now they got promoted to higher ranking, right?
Yeah.
They did help Chicago as well, whatever.
There's video footage of this shit. You could talk to Shia LaBeouf's character from the past, and he could vouch for them. They saw this shit.
It really is. I mean, there is no connection to, like,
yeah.
And you would say that, but they keep bringing up Chicago.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, you remember what happened in Chicago 5 years ago? You remember?
They keep throwing it in your fucking face in the first 30
minutes. Yeah, where's there's CJ, I don't even remember the name of this part in Texas, but it's not even on the map of Texas or whatever.
They just call it Texas, USA.
Texas, USA.
Texas, USA.
And it's a desert feel, too, but yet there's a billboard that's like one of those Obama Hope photos. Mm. It's like in that color, and it's got the
middle
alien.
Middle of fucking nowhere.
It's got, yeah, it's like in the middle of fucking nowhere, and it's got aliens hovering over the city and
remember
shit.
Chicago.
And remember Chicago. And it's just like, who the fuck remembers Chicago out here? Because nobody got satellite. Nobody has TV out here. Shit. Ain't even no fucking electronics out here, so why the fuck
does this even make some fucking sense?
And we only halfway
here. We haven't talked about some of the action sequences and shit on the spaceship.
The product placement, you guys haven't even talked about that yet.
Oh,
well, we did with Chevy.
Yeah. Oh.
A Chevy,
yeah.
What about, I saw like a scene with the Bud Light, and it was Bud Light all over the place.
Damn.
And then he takes a swig of Bud Light.
Mark Wahlberg, for some reason. Summer, he just plays an angry character. He just talks shit to everybody and stuff like that. He lands a spaceship on this car, and Michael Bay probably thought this shit was funny.
Yeah, so the guy's like, hey, you have insurance?
He's like, you got insurance for
obviously it's a
where did that beer
spaceship
come from?
They knocked over some truck that's full of Bud Light.
That was nowhere near it.
Africa.
That was nowhere, because I remember the car being smashed on it, and then a Bud Light robot, he opened it up and drunk it right in front of the guy, and then he was just, and the guy just ran away, and he just drunk it. I was like, Mark Wahlberg probably don't even like that beer. I can tell you that right now. What was another product placement? There was something else here. I don't even remember what it was now.
Oh, My Little Pony. Beats by Dre. The
Beats
pill.
By Dre. The pill. Yeah.
Why the? Okay.
That came out of nowhere. Like they were, because once they found out they can control transform. By the way, they call this shit Transformia.
Transformia.
Wow.
That's what the material they called. And then they got and the thing is, Michael Bay thinks this shit is so funny that he gives Stanley Tucci a line like, we trademarked it.
Yeah.
Like nobody wants that shit. So then they start playing around with it. They're like, look what we can create. And the first thing they create, I swear to God, this is like some Green Lantern shit right here, whatever, where he can only create fucking racetracks and shit like that.
Yeah.
They create a Beats pill. And he's just like, you have the power to create anything, and that's
anything.
What you thought of?
They can create anything.
That's what you created. A fucking beat. You could have created some new fucking tablet device or something like that.
Which brings in, which makes you question even more the decision to create other Transformers. If you could create anything. You're hunting these things down. You think they're such a danger to you, so why recreate them? If you could create any fucking thing you want.
We're hunting these things down so they can know that this is our world. We're not letting them take over anything. But yet, we're going to learn about you and create more of you so we can control you. This has nothing to do with we want to hunt them down. It's just, once again, the American government saying we want to control something that's out of our reach. And Michael Bay is not subtle about that at all. There's an American flag in every goddamn scene, too, Michael Bay. Jesus fuck. Even in China, there's a fucking American flag. How the fuck? Optimus Prime in the window when they transformed into the truck, there was an American flag sticker into the fucking windshield and shit. And I was just like, when the fuck did he have that?
I have no fucking.
There was no reason for that to even fucking be there or whatever and shit.
Oh, man. So I guess we can talk about the Dinobots now.
The stupidest fucking things get introduced, I swear to God. Optimus, how many times did he get injured?
Yeah, you thought the Autobots and Decepticons had no character. My God. These motherfuckers, they don't even speak.
Are they beasts?
I don't. We haven't even mentioned the ship thing yet.
Well, we want to bring that up first?
Yeah, we're talking about the ship.
Yeah.
Okay, Lockdown, they get his part of the deal. He finds Optimus, he captures him, and then he gives.
What was that line he told Optimus? He said, Optimus, you forget you wasn't born, you were created. And I was like, I'd assume that. I haven't even wrote this movie, but yeah, I assume he knew that. And now it's, they don't try to go into detail about it, but they end the movie on it by saying, I'm looking for my creators now. And I'm just like, nigga, did you not know you were created? Optimus is the stupidest motherfucker in this whole franchise, because every movie, there is some shit he does not know. I'm just like, God damn, dude, what do you know?
A fucking thing.
God damn, shit. So yeah, like you were saying, like,
He captures Optimus successfully, and then he has a deal made off with Stanley Tucci to give him the seed.
Mm-hmm.
So they commence their deal. So he's flying off or whatever, and then somehow, some fucking way, the humans get on the ship. And this ship is like a fucking underspired H.R. Geiger design.
Why would the ship be that low? Why would that ship be that low on ground where the humans can just jump on it?
And then they had these creatures in there, like from, I guess, some other planet or something. And
this is some Guardians of the Galaxy.
They bring
shit.
This element to it now. I'm like, okay, what?
I asked Cody this. I was like, you know what? I don't even know what Transformers are anymore.
Yeah.
Are they robots? Are they mechanical objects? Are they aliens? Are they sentient beings? What the fuck?
They sure as hell not smart, because security on that ship was fucking horrid.
It was horrid.
They had those little robots, the little guard bots. They didn't do a fucking thing. They can't shoot anything.
They can't do a damn thing. They had these dogs that didn't even look mechanical.
Why? No, the dog's mechanical, but why were they drooling? Why did they have fur?
Yeah, exactly. They had like fur and shit like that. I was just like,
what? That doesn't make any fucking sense. Just throwing his guard dog by his
but
side.
Did you ever once look at a Lockout and be like, he looks like a Decepticon or Autobot, and like the look of him, like he looks like a robot, or he looked like an alien being or whatever. I was just like, I'm confused on what these things are now.
I don't fucking know anymore.
And if these things created Optimus, why the fuck does he look like that? And how the hell can someone create Optimus when they set up in the second movie, he's part of some legacy origin of the Prime family?
Oh, I didn't even think that's right.
What the fuck?
The fucking legendary Primes or whatever.
Like if they were their firstborn or something like that, and they never once said that they were created. They were almost like as if they were the ones.
Mm-hmm.
They were like the gods of all things, whatever. Yeah,
apparently
shit.
Not.
And now in this movie, it's setting up that never existed.
Yeah, they say fuck all that.
They were built. They were built and made and shit like that. It was the stupidest fucking plot line. To get to that, he locks up Optimus in a almost like a trophy room and shit.
Mm-hmm.
Mind you, when Mark Wahlberg and Miguel and Phil, they find weapons that are able to fit in their hands.
Thank you.
All these giant-ass weapons that fit for these giant-ass robots like it should be.
And magically, they know how to work them.
Mm-hmm.
They work with human hands for some fucking reason.
They fit with him and fingers and shit like that. There's a weapon the size that fits in Mark Wahlberg's hand as if it's a regular assault.
Yeah, exactly.
And he's able to fire it off. Remember, he carries it around with him and everything. You don't think that these aliens would put tracking devices on these weapons?
You think they would, or they would be coded to their DNA or some shit like that.
You would think so, right?
With all this advanced technology, you would think it would work just for fucking them.
It's your trophy.
And it would be their size. Of the.
When you get a trophy, do you not put your name on it?
Yes.
Or a tracking device?
Yeah.
When you put stuff on it,
exactly.
Right? To make sure, that's mine. We're property of...
Yes.
So and so, whatever.
Exactly.
You would think with alien technology, they would have some kind of, well, there's weapons right here, so Optimus went this way.
Yeah.
So.
No.
No. It's none of that. He carries it around as if it's a knife.
The main wipeout, those guard bots, like nothing.
Exactly. Humans was kicking it, and it was going shit or whatever. To get to the Dinobots now. So Optimus steals that part of the ship.
Yeah, apparently, they don't explain this well in the movie. They're like some legendary knights, some more legendary shit.
Than the Primes.
Yeah.
But to get to that, though... Why would the trophy room be in another part of the ship?
And why that part? Because it's
another ship.
It's like some escape ship or something.
Yeah,
like that.
It's an escape pod.
Yeah.
Why the fuck would you lock up your... Why the fuck would you lock up your captured prey, who are all alive and dangerous still? The most dangerous robots or aliens in the fucking planet. You got three of the legendary beasts, a Prime. And you locked them up all in the same room. That is an escape pod.
Yeah.
You stupid motherfucker, you.
Yeah, this is later into the whole China excursion thing. But anyway.
They get to China in a day, too, by the way. The sun is still... And literally, they were going to take a train at first. They were like, we're going to take this train. I was just like, you niggas ain't never going to make it to China. What the fuck are you going to take a train for? And then they found out they had a spaceship. So they was just like, oh, we can get there. Now I'm just like, well, at least Michael Bay cleared that lodge. They didn't fucking teleport there or something like that. Because if they would have took that train and got there that same day, I'd have looked at him and be like, God damn you, Michael Bay. Stanley Tucci gets on a plane that night and arrives there before the sunset.
Yep.
I was like, so obviously it's only an eight-hour flight then, huh?
I don't understand this shit. Anyway. Optimus Prime, he frees these legendary knights, and they're Dinobots. But apparently, one of them has issues with Optimus Prime for whatever fucking reason.
Ken Mox and I, we've separated from Bumblebee and them. Let's just leave the humans here or whatever. Oh, I'm sorry. Oi, let's just leave the humans here, and we're leaving our own. And Optimus, after getting this touching speech by Mark Wahlberg, he decided, no,
humanity still needs me, and I'm going to save them or whatever, and I'm going to need reinforcements.
Yeah.
You're free now or whatever. And then you see these giant-ass robots coming. I was just like, I remember going in my head, I was like, I thought the dinosaurs were going to come at this part. I didn't know those were the dinosaurs at first. And they're fucking huge. Optimus looks tiny.
Yeah.
Compared to these things are gigantic. Yes. Like, you look at them like, damn. And then they look normal. Mm-hmm. They're not, like, attacking or anything. Like, they're just walking, just looking and whatever. Mm-hmm.
For some fucking reason.
They transform into dinosaurs.
The Grimlock is what they call them.
Yeah, and then he just attacks.
He attacks for whatever reason. And it lasts, like, 10 seconds.
Yeah, and Optimus just slaps him down, and then next you know it, he's riding him.
It's like, what was the point of that little fucking...
So are you trying to tell me that these legendary warriors are animals and they needed to be tamed?
Yeah, okay. It's like...
They're not dogs. They're
not so fucking legendary, man.
No. That's their dog. They have control.
You would think they would have some fucking pull in this whole grand scheme of things, right?
They're not legendary, then. They're just assistants.
Yeah.
They just assisted with points.
Which is what they really were, because they added literally nothing to the fucking movie.
Now, I remember the cartoon when they had the Dinobots, and the Dinobots were kind of slow. You know, so I don't know if that was
They don't add a fucking thing to this movie.
The only thing they add into this is logic. They break down logic by, like what I said, the Decepticons are invincible at the beginning of the fight scene. Once the Dinobots are introduced, they start chewing on them, blood starts coming out of them. I thought they could materialize. Why can't they do that now? Because they were using that as a defense mechanism at first. Where like they were using that to get away from explosives and shit. But once the Dinobots got them, they couldn't do that no more.
Yeah.
Maybe the teeth were made out of the sword.
Oh, God, don't even get me started on that sword. That fucking sword, or whatever. Optimus riding that goddamn sword and shit coming out. Like, I was waiting for him to say, "I have the power." Okay. Does John Goodman dies?
No, I don't think Han dies. No,
I don't even know what happens.
I don't think any of the Autobots died.
No, they didn't die. No. But they just disappear.
Yeah.
Like
they always do.
All right, now we're about to get into some pissed off territory.
Yeah,
Stanley Tucci's still acting like a goddamn fool. Mm-hmm. He's acting like a coon. He's acting like a lot of shit these days or whatever. I don't know. Like a bug-eyed. He looks like a bug-eyed version of goddamn RZA right now. and like a fake-ass Jason Statham. Shit. And he's being buffoonish or whatever. And Graviton comes up, aka Megatron. He vanishes for a game. You think he's about to have a big role in the movie
now? Yeah, because he gathers all the other Decepticons, wherever the fuck they
are. And he's nowhere to be seen for the rest. I swear to God, this is the fourth movie, and they still haven't found nothing to do with Megatron. It's like, goddamn, four fucking movies. And he's still useless, whatever.
So bad.
Because I'm thinking, like, okay, lockdown left. Now we're about to have an all-out battle, because now he can materialize. I was like, how's Optimus going to stop him? No, that doesn't get stalled.
Nope.
Megatron runs like a bitch, even though he has all this power and shit. Mm-hmm. And then a lockdown returns. And he starts using the ship to pull up metal and drop it down.
Yep.
Optimus is in the air falling multiple times. Mm-hmm. And then we later find out at the end of the movie, this nigga can fly.
Oh, wait, no, before that, remember that gravity sheen? That was going on for a while.
Mm-hmm.
A long while.
Oh, yeah.
And you remember what took it down, right?
Oh, yeah, I remember.
It was a few missiles from Optimus.
A missile. It was two missiles.
He could have done that shit a long fucking time. He could have saved a lot of lives.
You know, not only could he have fired, because he was at close range to do it, he could have fired those missiles on the ground, and the gravity thing would have sucked those missiles up, because they're metal.
Thank you.
This nigga waited. He got sucked up in the air, and it was like, oh, because the thing was going to suck him up.
Yeah.
And then he fires the missile, and then it blows up, the whole ship goes down. I was just like, why the fuck he didn't do that in the first fucking place?
Oh, get up to what you just mentioned.
And then he falls down from the sky. Not landing on his feet or anything. He falls and hits the ground pretty hard. And then we find out at the end of the movie, this nigga can fly.
Wow. That would have saved a lot of time, a lot of stress, a lot of lives, Optimus, because you've done this shit like 2 days ago.
I had to set that up, but we're going to get back into that. Because now we're going to get to the ending fight scene where, once again, all the Transformers. Why the fuck were they defending a bridge? All the Transformers go, and the robots, they go to defend this bridge. They, like, defend this bridge. Mm-hmm. Stanley Tucci's got to get the seed out. Granted, the seed is already gone now at this point.
Mm-hmm.
They're defending the bridge. My Optimus is like, no, the battle is this way. You guys get out of here. I will handle this. Whatever. I'm like, you're outnumbered, Optimus.
Yeah.
And you keep getting your ass whooped.
All the time.
Why not just take a Dinobot with you to assist? You only need one person. Mark Wahlberg goes, he's all alone. I got to go help him. It's like, anything to throw a human in there.
Yeah.
They just got to have a human there.
Haven't you?
They have to have a human there. He adds nothing there. What's this part assaulted me more, because humans take down lockdown
just like humans took down Starscream.
Megatron.
Megatron, for that matter, too. And Lockdown plays one badass villain throughout the whole movie, and he gets handled by fucking Mark Wahlberg, who does not move in this whole scene. He stays in this one place, and Lockdown cannot shoot him for the life of me. It's almost as if, what's his name from Iron Man, said, "You pulled out my shooting mechanism, and I can't lock on your target with it." I'm just like, how come this nigga can't hit this nigga? Mark Wahlberg's not moving that fast, whatever. And then, that was insulting. Then Optimus kills Kelsey Grammer.
Yeah.
Why? I don't know why. Like, look, Mark Wahlberg had that under control or whatever, but he sacrificed himself. So it's like Optimus just loves sacrificing himself for no reason. Like, it doesn't even make any sense. But,
I love how when they get the upper hand of Lockdown, and fucking Optimus trying to backstab his ass, cuts him from the stomach in half.
Yeah, in half.
And then he says, "With honor."
With honor. What?
That is the least honorable type of fucking kill I've ever seen in my life. That was some sadistic shit, man.
But you remember before when Optimus came in on the first Dinobot, though, he jumped off and said, "I will kill you all." Like, that motherfucker Optimus is bloodthirsty right now.
Yeah, like, he should have do all these fucking movies. But yeah, he is.
He's fucking bloodthirsty.
He is fucking noble hero.
Because once again, there was a scene where Optimus just comes in the middle of nowhere and jumps off something and just slices everything. He kills everything. Not to mention, Michael Bay has another freeway scene in here. Every Transformer movie, there's a freeway scene in here where the cars is blowing up, people and shit. The scene with John Goodman, he literally is just doing a Leonard Nimoy and talking to himself and shooting that shit. And you're just wondering, like, oh, yeah, get him, John Goodman. Then you 2 minutes pass, and you're just like, wait a minute, what the fuck is he shooting at? Because only cars is coming near him right now, and they're just blowing up. Whatever. What the fuck is he talking about? What is he doing? He's just wasting ammo on nothing is what he's doing.
God.
And then the ending of the film literally ends with Optimus giving one of his fucking speeches. Michael Bay must love sunsets now.
He loves sunsets, low-angle shots.
Cars.
Underage blonde girls.
Because, personally, he fantasizes about the cars as much as he does about the women. Yeah. Where there's car shots in here as if you was watching a commercial.
Yeah, I forgot about the women. The whole
kiss. The women. Jesus Christ.
Anyway.
Okay, that kiss with her boyfriend came out of nowhere.
Fucking nowhere.
I was just like, okay, well, what's going on here? Did Michael Bay make them kiss just to remind us that, hey, they're dating?
Yeah.
Don't forget about these two. They're boyfriend and girlfriend who don't need to even be in the movie at all, to be honest. Mark Wahlberg could have been in the movie by himself. Maybe he would have been better.
It would have really changed nothing.
He probably would have been better because he wouldn't have just had to say, hey, get away from my daughter, man. Hey, bro.
Shit, if anything would have made it better.
Life would have made it better.
Yeah.
Optimus literally looks up in the screen and says, "Autobots, you stay here and protect," what was Mark Wahlberg's name? The Jaeger family.
Yeah,
protect the Jaeger family.
I don't remember that cheesy ass line he had before that.
What was this?
When you look up in the sky and you see the stars.
Oh, yeah.
Remember them, one of them is my soul.
What the fuck does that mean? Remember what he told Graviton? You have no soul.
Motherfucker, y'all created. I know that.
When he said that, I was just like, did Optimus go to church or get baptized or something like that? What do you mean you have no soul? What does that even mean?
You need to believe in Jesus.
When you believe in Jesus, you can count on me.
Yeah. Tyler Perry directed some of this movie.
And then Optimus literally, he's like, protect the Jaeger friend. Autobot's looking at him like, wait a minute, what the fuck you mean protect? Why we gotta protect him? That don't make any damn sense. And then Optimus literally blasts off and flies into the sky. Not just into the sky, though.
Fucking space.
And you know what? Matter of fact, I love the did you see the Stan Stanley Tucci was doing? He was looking like. People, if you can't see how I'm standing right now, I'm standing up with my hand on my hip like, I'll be goddamn, he can fly. Everybody was just standing in the silhouette, just looking up in the sky like, Stanley Tucci looked like he wanted to say, this probably would have been the best line of the movie, he would have looked over at Mark Wahlberg and said, did you know he can fly?
Mm, yeah.
Because I was building a model after him, and I didn't put that flight tech on him. Mind you now, people are going like, why is that a big deal? Because this nigga falls 3 times in the movies from the sky.
3 times in the movies?
In the previous movie, the third one, he made a big deal when he was tied up by a crane saying, Wreckers, I need my flight tech. help me down from here. I'm just like, you have a sword and rocket boosters.
That's not even the only thing. They could have had two resources to go reach this fucking seed. They had a dude in the spaceship, could have Optimus himself fucking flying.
He could have flew there and interswiped. Remember, he could have flew, took his sword out, and sliced that ship up, whatever. So I'm just like, why you just didn't take the ship down in the first place? Not to mention, this movie ended with the worst line ever.
Yeah.
I'm Optimus Prime, mm-hmm. and to my creators, you leave Earth alone.
Mm-hmm. What?
I'm coming for you.
He just threatened God, his God.
Pretty much. By the way, he had his hand in the air with his shield. He was just flying in the air. He did like some not even because Superman does too. Who does one hand or whatever?
I don't know.
I'm trying to think.
Iron Giant?
Green Lantern did in the Green Lantern movie or whatever. There you go. When he first flew and shit like that, he did the one hand air. Optimus Prime was doing that saying, to my creators, you leave Earth alone. I'm coming for you. And I swear to God, the movie should have just ended with, you got the touch.
Better than the music they're fucking playing in that movie.
Because the way that ended, I was expecting that song. I remember I stayed 3 minutes for the trailer just saying, that song gonna kick in any moment now because this is so cheesy that should have popped up.
Fuck.
The music in this movie was horrible.
Terrible. The movie like literally stopped at the point just to hear play the soundtrack.
There's a scene where Mark Wahlberg and his daughter hug each other in the sunset, and that and music just kicks in. He's just like, Optimus gives a speech, and this soundtrack from like Demi Lovato or some shit like that comes on or whatever. He's just like, who the fuck picked his music choices or whatever and shit? This is fucking horrible. It is fucking hard. Like, 3 hours, I literally saw 3 Transformers movies in one. It has so many subplots going on where there was so much wrong. The action looked horrible. You couldn't see shit that was going on. It literally drained. It sucked the fucking soul out of me.
Yeah, as if this movie itself wasn't insulting enough, I had the pleasure of sitting in the crowd that applauded the movie at the end.
Same here.
Applauded.
Man, that's really tore me, man. I was like, you got to be fucking kidding me.
I told Cody when he first got over at my place or whatever, I was just, when the movie started and I was just sitting like this in my chair just.
Yeah, I was.
I was like numb to the shit. I was just looking at it. I was like, I remember even towards like after they get off the ship, I was like, well, time to end the movie, I guess. We'll end with part one. And then it went on for 30 more minutes. Yeah, I was like,
that's the thing. It keeps fucking going.
And the movie keeps setting up so many possible endings, like where it could go. Or whatever, and then it keeps going on where he's just like. And I remember Michael Bay did an interview and he was saying this movie is more about the Transformers or whatever shit. And I'm like, there's more human elements in here than any. There was a lot of fucking talking. If anything, I will say this. It's not as cartoonish as the last ones, whatever, at least until the last 30 minutes, or actually the last 45 minutes, whatever, because that's when it gets really cartoonish and shit. But the opening and the middle of it, it's just boring.
That's this movie's biggest crime. It's fucking boring.
It's
like Spider-Man, huh?
Yeah. Kind of, yeah, in that sense. Yeah,
I was gonna say, Spider-Man. I think Spider-Man was more interesting than this shit. That ain't even saying much either, whatever. No, but shit. That was my at least it's a little bit more curious here on shit. But this is a little interesting there, a little peak, whatever.
Yeah, this movie is a complete waste of fucking time.
This was an insult to action and sci-fi and everything you want to throw in here and whatever shit they were creating. The movie literally drained me. I was like, any bad movie I see after this, dude, I was just like, I'm not even gonna have a reaction to it because I'm just gonna be like, I can't see it. Like I walked out of the theater with a headache.
Yeah.
Fucking brain was boiling. I even looked up at the sun like Ken Watanabe and God's will. I was almost like Superman. I was like, the sun is giving me strength or something. Oh, shit.
Yeah, it was even worse than the drive back home because I thought to myself, damn, there's 2 more of these on the way.
You know what? After seeing this, though, what else can they do?
They can't.
How many times are we going
to
see?
Obviously, there is nothing else to. He's making the same movie since 2007. So obviously, there's nothing else to
do. How many times are we going to see this alien invasion, though, now? Shit. Because that's pretty much the third one was this film. We've seen this shit already. It's just like, okay, now you just got new
some
aliens.
Some shit ancient from the past that can hop them in the future. Same shit.
The only difference about this one from the first and second one, it's just more of them.
Yeah.
It's just more of them. And it's just like, well, we can't keep having the same plot line now. If you can pull that for 2 more times and make 100. I don't even know how much this one's going to end when it's done or whatever. Yeah. It looked like it might even. I swear to God, this crosses a billion. I swear to fucking God, this crosses a billion or whatever. I'm going to slap the shit out of some people or whatever. But it was a chore and a headache. I personally don't even want to go back to a theater anytime soon.
No.
I really don't. This definitely was one of the worst.
This is draining. This is really draining.
It really was. But they should have put this shit in May so I could have just got it over with and just said May was just a horrible month.
Yeah.
should have replaced this with X-Men.
Yeah, it really would have fit.
It really would have fucking fit. Because then I'd have been like, well, I'm just used to it after 3 weeks of bad movies now. But God damn, man, this shit was, it was beyond insulting.
Yeah, so I guess we're moving to ratings now, right?
Yeah, I guess we can get a rating. It's getting a mighty old high fuck it for me.
Yeah.
Double fuck it.
Yeah.
Triple if I can.
This is getting an extraterrestrial fuck it.
Quadruple fuck it.
No, transformium fuck it.
What do you call six, quadruple, triple, six blame thing, whatever?
The quintuplets, the quintet from Avengers
or whatever, you know what I'm saying? So, yeah, all that shit. It's all that, whatever.
Yeah, fuck this movie.
I don't recommend this shit to nobody.
No.
Even if you like Transformer movies, sitting here for 3 hours, you'll be bored.
Yeah, you can say, look, it's cute, no, special effects nice, all you want. Man, fuck that shit.
Oh, don't forget the biggest insult of all, too. Like I said, when it gets cartoonish, they realize it's cartoonish, so they bring back Brains back in the movie.
Oh, God, I forgot about Brains.
If you don't know Brains, it's that little fucking midget robot. This time, he's funnier, though, because he has no leg and arm, and he's walking with a cane. Where the fuck did they find a cane at for this little fucker?
God damn.
Why was he even helping put Megatron? Okay.
Yes.
I don't even know why I'm going to ask that.
It's just too many questions, man.
It's just like, even when they asked him, like, why would you do that? And he's just like, shit, torture is hard or whatever. It's just like, okay, so why are you bitching about it then? Man, you know what? Fuck this movie, man. Go to hell.
Yeah, fuck this movie.
You got any questions for CJ?
Man, I don't even know where to begin.
CJ fell asleep on this movie.
Hell yeah, he would have.
I can't wait to go, cause you know what? Today I was at work, and one of the customers that I had, he was like, "Hey, I saw Transformers today." I was like, "How was it?" He's like, "Oh man, it was a pretty great movie. I mean, you know, one of those, action type movies if you like it." I'm like, "I don't know."
I never say this with the length of the movies, cause like, you know, you pay $7.99 for a buffet. What a great fucking deal! You know what I'm saying? You pay $10 or whatever the price is in your area, something like that. Sometimes it can be 15 or whatever if you live in L.A., New York, or something like that. You pay that, I would expect you would want more of a movie. So I feel like people probably do get a bar when they get a three-hour movie. Mm-hmm. But when you get 3 hours of nonsense bullshit, oh, my God. My money, you can fucking keep my money. Just give me the fuck up out of here. If you just wanted the money, you can just keep it or whatever. I do not want to see any. It was hard getting up from my seat just to leave the theater. I was, like, slouching and shit. I was done. I was just like, this movie drained me.
Yeah, that was a long walk to the fucking car.
The movie drained me for the rest of the year. I was like, man, it better pick up. And sure enough,
it was 2009 all over again for me.
It's every year that was Transformers came out for me.
This last one. So
a lot of people. You never saw the last one?
No, I didn't see it in the theater.
Oh, okay. I was going to say. A lot of people are saying which one is the worst for me. They all the same.
Yeah, at the end of the day, they're all the same. But seeing that second one, that there's nothing high.
See, that's the thing. But Ken Watanabe was just as racist as the Stepping and Fetching Bots.
That wasn't the only. I remember those balls. It's ingrained in my memory, man.
Oh my God, the third one they did
Johnson
shit like
Pearl's ass.
I'm saying, you see Johnson Pearl's ass in every one of them and shit. The third one, man, they did so many fucking racist things. The first one, they did a racist thing. It's the same shit over. Like, you can say the problems with the second one, but I guarantee you can watch any of the other three films and you'll find just the same amount of problems. The only difference is he's picking on other races this time or whatever and shit. The first one, it does the same shit. Second one, they all have the same fucking problems. I used to say that this one was the worst one, but now I'm at a point now where they all just blend in as one fucking big-ass movie now. Because I have not seen a Transformer movie that has gotten better yet.
Yeah.
I've not.
Yeah, this is the fuck you saga I've ever heard of one.
Oh, and anything, too. At the end of the movie, the special effects was horrible. The rendering on the robot when they did the pixel they looked like shit. I was just
like, almost as bad. Looked like some claymation.
Yeah. Pretty much just as bad as the dinosaur at the beginning. They must have ran out of money or something like that or whatever. Or Michael Bay said, hurry this shit up. July 4th is coming out. Will Smith ain't got a movie out. So, exactly. So yeah, people. CJ, how about you? You got anything you want to say?
Got nothing else, man. I've been watching this movie as you guys were talking, and some of it. Good Lord. I can't wait till I see the whole movie.
Thank you, CJ.
Man, that really helps us right now.
That really helps us right now.
Fucking dick.
You bastard. Bastard dick, you. The father of the bastard child.
All right, let's wrap this shit up.
Yeah, let's not talk about this shit no more. Later, everyone.
Later, bastards.
Peace. Don't you get it?